impression that our connection with the absolute. So, all itself, by itself, all itself, die to live. Application is not hyperbole, it's not exaggeration. For himself, we are for himself, for him, and not for any partial representation of him. All the forms must have connection with the main spirit, otherwise they are valueless. Anything may be adored if it is in connection, in his connection and conducting us towards him. Satpadarmahan parityajya mam ekam saranam. This is the beginning of that grand advice. Grand advice, that should be the criterion of everything. All phases of duties, you can live it up, you reject it summarily. And the only thing necessity, go towards center. The search after Krishna realizes the beautiful. It is put in that San Jose book. Yes. What is that? Dear Krishna Maharaj's publication. The search for Krishna. Who is Krishna? The reality, the beautiful. And what is necessary? Dedication means die to live. Love, divine love. What is the nature of divine love? Dies to live. What you are at present, you will have to die wholesale. Wholesale. And you will find that from within, your real self come out with pristine glory. Die to live means such. Die to live, not only death. Death is the external aspect. But to live a proper life, to have a proper life, real life, a golden life. This principle we are in one place, in one company, in one association. Wherever we may be, in the location of the outer cases, but our objects, dreams and objects, is common, and that has drawn us together from different parts of this external existence. The common cause has drawn together Krishna consciousness, search for Krishna. By mutual help, we have to went on to search. Krishna. Unending attempt. Unending attempt. Search for Krishna. The search is its own reward. we have to think like that. Our reward, the bhakti is its own reward. There is a saying, bhakti is its own reward. What more reward you want doing a bhaktivinoda's work? It is purified, that is. So the search is its own reward, that you are not in any mal searching a false. You are not wasting your energy to work in a false way, wild goose chasing. You are in the path, you are progressing, whatever little you make progress, that is in the real path of your journey, your goal. As much as you will advance, so much you will feel the peaceful atmosphere around you, the pure. You will imbibe the pure air. You will feel that I am breathing in a purer air, purer atmosphere. Search, progress. Progress means that. Bhakti parishanu bhavu virakti ganyatta chai shattika ekokal. These three things simultaneously will come to help your experience of progress. Bhakti parishanu bhavu annatta virakti. By these three criterions you can measure your progress. The search, the advance in the way of search, that is your own reward. Pure art. That would be a guarantee for your future object of attention. Gaur Hari. And there would be so many encouraging pillars on our way. As we go, so many sadhus, we will meet so many saints, so many devotees of different types on the way. Sanatana Goswami in Brihat Bhagavatam has given a picture how one gradually goes to the goal. Meets different planes, crosses different planes and different companies, and goes on, until comes to Krishna consciousness, Krishna service, Krishna engagement in Krishna service of any type. What is day to us, that will be night, and what is night to us at present, that will become day. Guiding book, and that scripture, the name divine, all through, that will accompany and encourage us, help make progress on the old path. I is the source of this sound I am chanting so far away from. The source, nearer the source of the sound. Nam, Rup, Gun, etc. Nearer and nearer. More and more intense. We shall feel all this thing. Sweetness in the ear, then gradually that sweet sight in the eye, of the new opened soul's eye. Nam, Rup, Gun, so many qualities, divine, Lida and the past things, that will call forth, come, come to us, we are here. Sorry, old boy. We're going to stop here today. 10 past, is it?
Yes, 10 now.
You go and take rest. You are tired in your journey. Vakasur, Vakasur, so many different types of opposition came to Balu Krishna. Krishna going in different types of opposition, dangers coming to him. There is anything in its younger age, it is easy to check it. Generally, the opposition comes in that way. When young, too much opposition. The trees also, and only crops, so many the possibility of dangers. But when grown up, then less possibility of being attacked. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Take leave, Maharaj. Jaya Mishupad Paramahamsa Sri Srila Bhaktivinoda Sridhara Swami Maharaj Ki Jaya.
Raghunath Bhatta. You are the son of Tapan Mishra. And Mahaprabhu, before his sannyas, he was a renowned professor, keeping his own school. He became very famous as a teacher, and he was invited by the energetic eastern section of the Pandis from Faridpur, and he visited that place. There, one Brahmin named Tapan Mishra came with a surprise visit to him. What do you want from him, from me? He was a boy, and he is an aged Brahmin, Pandit. I got a dream last night that you are not human being, but you are God himself, Krishna yourself. And I have come to you for some solution. Some long time I am going through the scriptures, but I can't settle what would be the best duty of the Brahmins of Kali. I could not find it from the different advices of the Shastras. I am rather be with that. So I meditated, and after, in the sleep, in the I found you Pandit, go to Nimai Pandit. He will solve your problem. And don't take him an ordinary person. He has come here to establish Yuga Dharma Naam Sankirtan. Go to him. And I have come to you. Mahaprabhu told, the real purpose, there are so many antagonistic advices, but deduce them together, you will find that in Kali, Naam Sankirtan is Yuga Dharma. So go on, Naam Sankirtan, Hare Krishna, it is. Tarak Brahma Naam of Kali Yuga. That is the special duty of a religious person to perform. And the second part, don't divulge it to anyone. It is said in the Shastra that naturally he may come out, but if anyone tries to give publicity before the proper time, then he will be damaged. So don't disclose this thing. You go to, please order me, I shall remain along with you. No. You go to Banaras, there you live, and in time, in proper time, I shall meet you. That's advice. Tapan Mishra, he came here. And Tapan Mishra went and settled up in Benares from Bengal. Then when Mahaprabhu, after sannyas, he was going to Vrindavan, first in this way, after Rupa Sanatana taking them back, going to Puri, and again by the way of Jharkhanda, the jungle, forest path, went through Benares, he is going to Vrindavan. Mahaprabhu was... Tapan Mishra came to take bath in the Ganges, and there found that Mahaprabhu crossed the Ganges and there in that Manikarnika bathing place. And Tapan Mishra was very much surprised, and he came and took him, adoring him, that sannyasi, in his house. At that time, not for a long time, but few days Mahaprabhu stayed with him and then went to Vrindavan. Then when coming back from Vrindavan, he met Rupa Goswami in Allahabad, Prague, and some 15 days or so remained there and taught Rupa Goswami about the Raghu Bhakti Marga and inspired him. And then he came to Banaras and put up with Sanatana, with Tapan Mishra. He was living in Tapan Mishra's house. There was another Chandrasekhar. He was by caste Vaidya. There was good, comfortable accommodation in his house. Mahaprabhu used to stay there, and he used to take prasadam, a Brahmin, Chandrasekhar, a Tapan Mishra house. And Sanatana Goswami met him there. After leaving this capital, the late Prime Minister, retired Prime Minister, fled away and met Chaitanyadev in Benares. Nice meeting. Sanatana Goswami, a bearded, long, fair gentleman. There comes from this Maharashtra stock. Their previous house of their forefathers was Karnataka, some such place. And they came for their differences amongst the relatives, the Brahmin king, they were small king, and came to Puri, leaving the disturbed area of the relatives. Then from Puri to nearby Ganges side here, Naihati, and from there to Jashot, and from there they removed to Gaur, Malda, Hosen Shah, the Badshah. They brought them the family, finding that very, very intelligent and efficient for this political transaction. So Sanatana was appointed Prime Minister, and the Rupa Goswami, he was his personal assistant. And the family also lived there. The Rupa Goswami, after meeting of Mahaprabhu, he left his service and Gomagan home. Sanatana Prime Minister was there. Nabab did not care. He did not. Sanatana wanted to resign, but he did not accept. That I do not know anything. The whole kingdom is under your administration. If you go, then the whole thing, the whole structure will fall. I can't take the response. But some emergent situation came when perhaps Maratha attack from this southern side. Nawab asked him to go, even though I am not in a mood to do any material work, political work. Please forgive me. What to do? Urgent work. Nawab asked, the king has to go to the battlefield and order put Sanatana Goswami, that Saket Mallik at that time, in a concentration camp. I shall come back and then I shall have a final understanding with him. For the time being, if he's in concentration camp. Rupa Goswami sent some money, and Sanatana Goswami managed anyhow, giving some bribe to the jailer to fly away from the concentration camp. And anyhow, he reached Benaras and met Sri Chaitanya Dev there. Chaitanya Dev, at that time, in the house, in the Balanda Tapan Mishra, Sanatana Goswami, he found out that Chaitanya Dev is here and he is in the house of Tapan Mishra, his guest. He passed by the front of the house. Mahaprabhu had a peep and he could recognize the Sanatana in a poor dress. Sanatana Goswami could not venture to enter into the house. When he came to see him, but he was so humble that can't enter the room directly on the face of Mahaprabhu. He passing the gate on the other side sitting. But Mahaprabhu had a lightning inspection. He sent, you see, some darbish and bearded. So some Mohammedan fakir is perhaps Mahaprabhu, some sadhu, some saint is on the side of the door. Please call him. The man went and looked up here and there. Came back. No sadhu I find there. No saint. Do you find anyone? Yes, one fakir is there. Call him here. Then he went. Prabhu tamai bolai aisho darabish. Suni Anande Sanatan Korila Pravi. Oh, you fakir, our Prabhu is person who wants to come in Sanatana Keshe. And Sanatana fell flat on the compound. Mahaprabhu came down and went to embrace him, and he's flying away. No, no, I am untouchable. I am very low, mean people. I am untouchable. Don't touch me, my Lord. Prabhu kahe tamasparshi atma pavittiti bhakti vade parutumi bhamhando shodhiti. This answer came from the lips of Mahaprabhu. Sanatan, you want to hide yourself from me? You can purify the whole solar system, the whole Brahmanda. I am going to touch you to purify me. What do you say? You have got such devotion within you. The purificatory, purifying generator you have got in your heart. I want to purify me by your touch. And this way Mahaprabhu forcibly embraced him at the first meeting there. And for that, to teach Sanatana, Mahaprabhu had to stay there in Benares 2 months clear time. At that time, the son of Tapan Mishra, Raghunath, he used to do some private service.
Massage.
And the other, the cloth arrangement, all these things, purification of the flesh. And this way, rendered much service, the boy, Raghunath. And Mahaprabhu told him that serve your parents, they are Vaishnava. And don't enter into matrimonial relation. When our parents will disappear, you should go to Vrindavan. This sort of advice he gave to that Raghunath Bhatta, Tapan Mishra Bhatta, Bhattacharya. Bhatta means who generally, as was the fashion previously, they kept some students and fed them from his family and educated them. They are told Bhatta. Bhatta means bharankarta, who feeds others, not generally students. And Acharya means who is a tutor. Both feeder and the tutor. He is Bhattacharya. Then Tapan Mishra came from such family, Raghunath also that. But that was the first meeting of Raghunath with Mahaprabhu there in Benares. And he was allowed some private service, personal service of Mahaprabhu. Then Mahaprabhu came to Puri. Tapan, his parents left the world. Raghunath is mature. And he came to see once more Puri, to Puri Mahaprabhu, to see Mahaprabhu at Puri. And lived for some time there. And when he is passing away, going away to Benares, Mahaprabhu, don't marry. You may go to Vrindavan. There remain with Rupa Sanatan and go on your bhajan. And Mahaprabhu gave a Tulasi Mala, big Tulasi Mala to him. Take the name and go and stay with. And read also Bhagavatam, from a genuine Vaishnava, not from ordinary teacher. He did so and went to Vrindavan and lived with Rupa Goswami in his old temple at that time. And there his duty was to explain Bhagavatam in a regular class, which took place in that temple, not only. Regularly he took the class of Bhagavatam. Mm. And he had some proficiency in art of singing. He could read the slok in different ek slok poetic kiyai teen chari raag, and three four ways of sweet pronunciation he showed while reading Bhagavatam the slok, and weak control, and his voice was very sweet tone. And in that way he used to sing the sloka of Bhagavatam, and he used to give explanation. Naturally he created a good position there. So much, as we say, we are told that Man Singh, the king of Jaipur, the main general of Akbar, he took initiation from Bhatta Raghunath. The hint is given in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Nijo Shishya Dara Govindir Mandir Karayida. That broken temple, that big temple, broken on the top. Have you seen?
Yes.
The old temple of Govindaji?
Yes, we have seen.
That Nijo Shishya Dara Govindir Mandir Karayida. That was built by Raghunath Bhatta, by his own disciple. And it is written there, the Man Singh constructed this temple. So we can understand that Man Singh took initiation from this Bhatta Raghunath. Good influence. Another thing we see, that some suggestion came to Das Raghunath to have his name at Rasamanjari. No. Namastu. I am not risked so high as to take the name of Rasamanjari. Rasamanjari was the name of this Bhatta Raghunath. And Das Raghunath, he took the name of Roti Manjari. Roti, the unit, Rasa, the combination of many particles of Roti. Rasa is more expensive. Roti is spoiled. Roti Manjari, I mean. And Rasa Manjari was his name, Bhatta Raghunath. In this way he passed his time in the assembly of Rupa Goswami. That much we can know about Bhatta Raghunath. Then Das Raghunath. Das Raghunath was the only son in a very rich family of Bengal near Saptagram in the district of Hubli. Hiranya and the Govardhan, two brothers, his father and elder brother of his father, And at that time they had income of 20 lakhs of rupees. In that age, 20 lakhs. 12 lakhs they have to pay to the Nawab, and the 8 lakhs they have. Gross income and net income, 8 lakhs. And they used to help many pandits and many poor men at that time. And the only son in the family, the two brothers had, Raghuna, he was married, but he did not find any pleasure there. Not her. And Mahaprabhu, after sannyas, went to Vrindavan and came back after 5 years. Then again went to going to Puri, and after a tour in the south in India, he came back and for 2-3 years was in Puri, and then came here after 5 years. And went to Vrindavan by the side of the Ganges, met Rupa Sanatan, and by the Sanatan, the mark of Sanatan, came back, not going to Vrindavan. Then back to Shantipur, and from there to Puri, and then from Puri straight to Vrindavan. When that time he came to Shantipur in Advaita Bhavan, Raghunath came to see him. He told his father, he heard about Mahaprabhu and his kirtan. His heart was very much eager to meet Sri Chaitanya Dev. He appealed to his guardians, please allow me to have a darshan of Sri Chaitanya Dev. He is now in Shantipur, in the house of Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya was a senior pandit, toll-keeper, respectable man in the society. And this Hiranya Govardhan used to help him regular by money. And he was well connected with the family. So they gave her a letter and sent with some money, sent Raghunath and go and see Chaitanya Dev there. Raghunath came and paid the money to the Acharya. Because Chaitanya Dev there, many people are coming, going, so then arrangement for their pudding, lodging, much expense. So with some money and the letter he came, and Advaita Acharya adored him and made arrangement for his stay there. But Raghunath was not happy from within, always morose, serious, the boy, young boy, about 20 or so, but always not cheerful, but always serious mood and mourning attitude. And anyhow, he was introduced to Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu understood his spirit and asked him, go home, don't worry, when time will come, Krishna will give you the chance of going out of the entanglement. Don't give attention much for the external abnegation, but rather accept the advice of Gita, Yukta Vairagya, Markat Vairagya na kara lok dekhaiya. don't take to this monkey indifference. Externally, they have got nothing and they are only no property, no dress, but their heart is full of enjoying tendency. Don't imitate the monkey, but accept the advice in Bhagavad Gita, Yukta Vairagya. What is necessary at your position? Accept that and internally pray to the Lord to help you. That advice was given in Shantipur by Mahaprabhu to Raghunath. And he went back home. Went back home and wanted to obey as Mahaprabhu asked him to do. The parents, the family was satisfied by his conduct at that time. That now my son is not very eager or very abnegating speech, but like ordinary person, moving and living and eating, sleeping, all the in general way. Then the guardians kept a very strong eye over him, vigilant eye, that he may fly away from the family, unknowing. But when he found that he is little sober in his behavior, they slackened their strict vigilance. It was slackened. And Raghunath internally always thinking, how Sri Chaitanya Dev will manage for me to go get out of this prison house. Newly married wife and opulence, means opulence, but he does not feel any, they can't relish all these things by nature. Then one day, still 10 persons engaged only to watch him day and night. But one day, in the early morning, the family guru of them has come and asked Raghunath that one Brahmin who used to worship my deities regularly, he is absent and I have got some urgent business to go somewhere else. Please go and request him to come and worship my family deities during my absence. Then Raghunath, yes, as you ordered. He came out of the house early morning, following the family guru. And the watchmen, they found that he is following the family guru. So they did not give any opposition. Then on the way, he told the guru, you may go your house, I shall go to the man, approach the man and request him, press him to